There was a fella named Jefferson who was tearing up in the band. A vocalizer phenomenon. They used to call the main man. He would think like a sage, sing like a horn, and there on the stage something special was born. He would swing, did-did-dat. He was the cat. He sang with Mooney in 57. He put a lyric to bop. When little Benny came down from heaven, he put it over the top. Jazz was hot in the east, cool in the west, but his vocalese, it was simply the best, because man couldn't be scat. He was the cat. Benny was hip but wise as an old man, taking a trip to celebrate.
Welcome to the WPSU Jazz Show. I'm Beebe, your host, till midnight, bringing you a curated selection of great jazz music. And since this is the last show in May, I will be celebrating some May birthdays in jazz, and there are a lot of great ones to celebrate, including this guy, Miles Davis, born May 26, 1926, and certainly one of the central figures in jazz music and in 20th century music. It said Miles Davis would be the person whose records non-jazz listeners might own, including this next one, Kind of Blue, 1959 recording. Again, a seminal moment in the history of jazz. And it will also give us a chance to remember Jimmy Cobb, the drummer on all the tracks on Kind of Blue, the last surviving member of the Miles Davis sextet, the original sextet. And Jimmy Cobb passed away just a few days ago on May 24th. So let's hear Miles Davis and Jimmy Cobb performing on the bluest track on Kind of Blue. This is Freddie Freeloader.
Thank you. both bruise too easily, too easily, to let it show. I love you, and that's all I know. All my plans are falling through. All my plans depend on you, depend on you to help them grow. I love you, and that's all I know. When the singer's gone, let the song go on. It's a fine line between the darkness and the dawn. They say in the darkest night, there's a light beyond. But the ending always comes at last. Endings always come too fast. They come too fast, but they pass too slow. I love you, and that's all I know. And that's all I know. And that's all I know. And that's all I know.
Rachel Caswell with All I Know. Thanks for listening to Public Radio WPSU, heard in Port Matilda at 91.5, in Oswego at 90.1, and online at wpsu.org. This is BB, your host, bringing you jazz music this evening. Celebrating May birthdays, and there are a bunch of very important jazz musicians, composers born in May. Two of the most important coming up: Benny Goodman, born May 30th, 1909, King of Swing, the man during the 1930s, 1940s, with Duke Ellington, Count Basie, of course. We'll hear him and his band do 1 o'clock Jump. And Sun Ra, born Herman Poole Blount, on the 22nd of May, 1914, central figure in avant-garde jazz, mystical incarnation of jazz music. And we'll hear Nubia from the album The Nubians of Plutonia, which was recorded about the same time as Miles Davis' Kind of Blue, 1958-59. But released in 1966. The output of Sun Ra, which originally was in very limited records, but then went on to CD and streaming, is more than one can really grasp in a lifetime. Well, see what you think. But first, Benny Goodman with some good old swing. Here's the 1 o'clock Jump. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the WPSU Jazz Show. I'm your host, BB, coming to you from my home studio with production by Greg Miller. This next set will be Latin-flavored, and I do mean flavored. Not a full-blown Latin jazz set, but rather pieces that use a background of Latin rhythms. Oscar Peterson will do the standard Here's That Rainy Day with a bossa nova beat. And the other unusual thing about this track is it's a piano duet with Benny Green. Then we'll hear David Baker leading his big band in his own composition, 5M Calypso. And the title, I think, tells you what kind of sounds we'll be expecting in that piece. So I give you Oscar Peterson and Benny Green. Thanks for listening to Public Radio WPSU, your NPR station. Heard in Cedar Springs at 91.5 and in Ridgeway at 90.1. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and other recent WPSU jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz. And you can hear jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals. Available on air, if you have a digital radio, and online at wpsu.org. Returning now to May birthdays, Remarkably, two great jazz pianists were both born on May 8th. Mary Lou Williams, born in 1910, and Keith Jarrett in 1945. Mary Lou Williams, besides being a virtuoso pianist, also a noted composer, especially for the album The Zodiac Suite in 1945, an album way ahead of its time. As the title implies, each of the 12 tracks linked to a sign of the zodiac. We'll hear Scorpio, not from that album, but from a later remake, as it were, by the Mary Lou Williams Collective. Keith Jarrett, to my mind, when I think of Keith Jarrett, it's mostly of solo piano or very minimal kinds of configurations, minimal texture. And that's true of the album Jasmine, where he just is duetting in a way with Charlie Hayden on bass, double bass. And from that album, we'll hear One Day I'll Fly Away. So here's Scorpio on the Jazz Show.
Thank you.
This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.